And joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we look at the trade action here on Friday, wrapping up the first week of April, we got a decent rally here in the wheat market while corded soybeans are relatively quiet. What are you seeing that's helping lead this wheat rally here as we look to round out the week, Arlen?
Yeah, we're really seeing the strength of it being led by Chicago. We're starting to see some chart signals turn there, and that's encouraging some more short covering as we've taken the lead May contract now through the 50-day moving average. It's trading right about that level now. We'll see how that holds up. Rallies in the past have been opportunities to sell. This one's taken us to the highest level for that May contract that we've seen since the 1st of March, so we're gaining some territory there. A lot of it tied to Russia and really the escalation of geopolitical risks in the Black Sea region right now. We're seeing some pullback or erosion of the export capacity of Ukraine as Russia strikes at Ukraine export facilities. But we're also seeing Russia start to create problems for some of the remaining private exporters, major exporters, and just delaying releasing phytosanitary certifications necessary for them to export, tightening things up. And that's creating some uncertainty about the future of the wheat supply, because outside of the Black Sea, the supply is rather tight for milling quality supplies among our major exporters. It's been the Black Sea where the supply has been abundant, and that's been driving prices down. You start tightening up that supply, and suddenly it's a different story. Funds covering their short positions.
Yeah, it feels like outside of these geopolitical tensions and a few notes on Wall Street and more that we'll get to in a second, there's really not a lot bullish about this grain and oilseed market, at least looking at the fundamentals right now, Arlen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, where the farmer is still undersold, especially in Brazil, looking at the data this morning showing that the farmer has sold about 20 to 25% less of his corn and soybean crops than he's normally sold at this date point in time on the calendar. That means as rallies come, the farmer's looking for opportunities to sell. That makes rallies more difficult to sustain. We've lost a little bit of that sell, sell, sell mentality among the funds as they're seeing some reinflation problems, we're seeing increased geopolitical risk, we're seeing the time of the calendar when weather risks tend to increase in major producing parts of the world, that we still lack that buy mentality that would sustain a rally.
Let's talk on the outside markets. I know we've had some comments from Fed members here this week that maybe rate cuts may not be needed. We have non-farm payroll jobs numbers out as well, a bit higher than February. I look at gold soaring again to new highs, wondering, are we maybe hedging against some inflation in the gold trade right now? What are your thoughts on some of this outside market news this week, Arlen?
Yeah, I've been saying for months that if the economy is resilient, there's no need for the Fed to lower rates. And it was really a shock in the last meeting when they seemed to be holding to that, cut the rates three times. So if you really look at that data, the median did not go up, but the average of the dot plot graphic suggested two rate cuts this year instead of three. And I've been saying I'm not sure we'll get any rate cuts unless they just simply yield to that political pressure. And the March meeting seemed to indicate that. But the jobs report this morning showing we created 303,000 non-farm payroll jobs in March. And we saw the unemployment rate actually tick lower to 3.8%. That shows a strong jobs market that goes on top of some manufacturing data that we got over the past week showing some resilience and some expansion in that area for the first time in quite some time. And so that doesn't portray a need to cut rates. And so we saw treasury yields pop higher this morning and money coming back into the commodity sector, because historically we see that fund managers prefer to be long the commodities rather than short commodities in times of reinflation.
And once again, that is comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk, we're going to recap Friday's market action and the week of trade with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading and ATI Pro Media. We'll also listen back to a recent conversation I had on AOA with Dennis Smith from Archer Financial Services. That and more coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. That's going to do it for the Market Talk midday commentary for Friday, April 5th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.